Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.
Well, a very good evening to you. It's a Tuesday and so many moving parts. So sometimes it's going to sound like we've been having conversations with the same person over and over again. Well, that's because so much is happening. So many moving parts. You may have seen today that there was an announcement that the Deputy Commissioner for Crime Detection, I beg your pardon, Shadrack Sibiya, has been placed on special leave pending an investigation. And so there's a lot going on there. So this story really has a lot of tentacles and a lot is moving as we speak. So I did ask again to speak to the chairperson of the Portfolio Committee on Police, Ian Cameron, to give us a sense of how he sees this particular move by the National Commissioner. Well, a very good evening to you and thank you so much, Ian, for talking to us again today.
Good evening. Thank you very much.
Is this a welcome move?
There are so many moves at the moment, as you correctly said. The moving parts are just astounding. It feels like, yesterday I still used the analogy to say it feels like I'm watching Wimbledon, but
yes.
Now there are too many balls. So, I think a suspension would have made more sense because, in all honesty, I've got no idea according to what disciplinary regulation they've now sent General Sibiya on leave. It just makes no sense. So I checked with quite a few people this afternoon after I heard the news, and no one could indicate to me according to which disciplinary regulation they've decided this. And there is no regulation within the South African Police Service that gives the National Commissioner that discretion that we are aware of. So very, very strange. It almost seems like they're dodging a bullet somehow.
So I've got to ask, because I kept thinking, okay, so what is this leave of absence? I mean, in layman's terms, what actually does that mean, you know, according to the regulations?
Well, that's exactly what I don't understand. And in the regulations, so I went and checked in this afternoon, the disciplinary code and the regulations indicate that one of two things should happen. The one is that the National Commissioner may, for example, decide to suspend the said individual,
mm-hmm.
or, on the other side, must temporarily transfer that person.
Mm.
And both of the reasons is to protect the integrity of the institution and the integrity of the investigation.
Mm.
With this, it seems that we've got no guarantee of either being protected. And I don't even know what the parameters of such a decision is. Are they allowed at the office? Are they
That's
not?
It.
Can they continue
yeah.
to speak to people
yeah.
or not? I don't know.
And things for me, like, you know, will they keep their work laptop for argument's sake? You know, it's just practical things. If there is an investigation that is pending or that is underway, will this person have access to the office? Will they? All of those things for me, very, very murky. And if you're not none the wiser, where does all of this leave us?
Well, this is the thing. And I think in terms of what we've seen happen over the last few weeks, not just since General Konazi's press conference, but before then as well with the arrest of several senior officers, it creates significant uncertainty about the stability of the South African Police Service. I mean, if you look tonight, the whole trending thing about national shutdown on Friday, this is not what you want in terms of your police command when there are threats of shutting down the country, whether it's legitimate or not.
Mm.
You want to know that you've got stable and strong leadership. And at the moment, I can honestly not say that.
Sure. That's really worrying. I mean, is there going to be a probe in this at all from your side as the portfolio committee?
Definitely. It will form part of it. So we have a joint meeting tomorrow with the Justice Committee to discuss exactly how the parliamentary process should fit in parallel with whatever the Judicial Commission will do. Obviously, the Public Protector is also involved in a different kind of probe. So certainly this will form part of ours as well. And obviously, we're already constitutionally positioned in order to probe the majority of these things.
All right. Okay. As you said, lots of moving parts. Maybe we'll speak again tomorrow. Who knows? But thank you so much for talking to us this evening. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you very much. Have a good evening.
Thank you. Chairperson of the Portfolio Committee of Police, Ian Cameron. Okay. So folks, the official line is that the Shedrick Sibiya, the Commissioner for Crime Detection, has been put on what they're calling leave of absence. I'm not trying to be cute. I really am genuinely asking, what does that actually mean in law? What does putting someone on leave of absence actually mean? Does it mean he is at home? Like, if I were to take leave and just be at home, do I still have access? You know, some of us can still have access from home to work stuff, emails, intranet, and stuff like that. Does he still have access to those things? What happens to the people that used to report to him? Is he still able to speak to them? Do these people still account to him? And it may sound like I'm being, as I said, like I'm trying to be cute. I really am not. I'm just trying to understand, in light of pending an investigation, what rules govern how he is either going or may interfere with the investigation or not? What gives him the distance between whatever investigation is happening and, you know, him being away from the investigation? And as I'm not sure we have all the answers here. And I really am looking forward to clarity, more clarity on what this actually means. But perhaps, you know, you are an HR person. Perhaps you understand labor law much more than I do. Really welcome your advice, your thoughts, and maybe more clarity. 086-000-0959. You can also send a voice note on 063-688-0959. I am genuinely asking the question, what does leave of absence even mean? And how does this place Shedrick Sibiya in context of this investigation? Where does this place him, and what does this mean for all of us? Does it leave you any more confident in the process that he will be, I suppose, away, you know, unable to interfere with the investigation, if there is one? Because remember, it's a pending an investigation, so even all of that is unclear to me. Does this give you any confidence that things are moving in the right direction? I really would like to see your take on all of this. I really want to hear, what do you make of what we are seeing now? So we've got the police the police minister, who's now himself on leave. Okay, we've got what they're calling an incoming acting police minister. I'm going to play you a clip, by the way. I had a chat with him earlier on, and essentially, he is a minister, you know. So this idea that he's an acting minister is also quite murky. So I want to know what you make out of all of this. How are you reading what we are seeing at the moment? Gary, you're in Joburg. Hi, good evening, and thank you so much for calling.
Thank you, Mr. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for calling.
Thank you so much. Briefly, in my working career, I know of a couple of leave types. There's annual leave, sick leave, maternity leave, paternity leave.
Yes.
Suspension is a leave in its form also.
Yes.
But then absence in itself is you're not being there. So yeah. If you place someone on leave of absence, it means you absent times two. I think this is just to make the award. Can I continue?
Gary, I'm going to switch my mic.
Sorry about that.
I'm going to switch my mic.
But I mean, we have to be realistic. I mean, we're not living under the rock. It's almost 2030, man. And I mean, most of these things are readily available to us.
Yeah.
So I think they're just busy murking the water even more. But for them, the unfortunate part is that we are not under that murky water. Mm. We can see the murkiness very clearly. Mm-hmm. And I think what is happening here is people shifting parts and moving objects around to confuse us. I mean, it's very simple. You either place a person in suspension, pending an investigation, and we see the outcome there.
Gary,
that leave of absence is just nonsense, and it's taking us for puppets, if I must be honest.
Yeah, so I just wasn't sure whether am I being cynical or from somebody like yourself?
No, not at all.
Because I don't understand it.
You are as real as can be, my lady, and we are sharing the same sentiment.
Gary there, thank you so much.
The government can never be direct with us. Mm. It's just beyond me. Mm-hmm. It makes no sense. Mm-hmm. And then they wonder why we don't have faith in them.
Yeah. Gary, thank you so much for calling and clarifying all of that. And I said, you know, I really would love someone who is maybe in labor law, who's in HR, who understands better. Perhaps we're missing something, you know, maybe there's something here legally that explains what this absence of leave means, and what the parameters are. What is this individual allowed to do? What is not allowed to do according to the law? And or are there parameters at all? Or does it just mean he's at home? You know, he's on leave. He's just gone home and that's it. And there's no other, you know, regulation that governs what he does at home. Maybe, maybe not. Let me hear from you. 086-00-00959.
Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.